This is WLVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Bethlehem-based ArtsQuest lost over a year of programming due to the pandemic. Its big three events last year, Music Fest, Oktoberfest, and Chris Kindlemart, lacked much of their live programming. But as the weather turns warmer, the organization is bringing back in-person concerts and events while following COVID protocols. And among the first is a solo concert by mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiele, Thursday, outdoors at the Steel Stacks, Levitt Pavilion. Thiele has a new album coming out called Lay Songs. He spoke today with WLVR's Brad Klein.
Thiele got his start in the band Nickel Creek, went on to lead the Punch Brothers, win a MacArthur Genius Grant, host the late great public radio music show Live From Here. The pandemic has been so tough for all performing artists. We're still calculating the losses to performers and venues. Can you give me a positive to come out of this past year for you?
I think, well, as you mentioned, it's been tough for everyone I know.
But also, just about every musician I've talked to has been grateful for the kind of forced sabbatical. A lot of us, you know, especially these days, cram our schedules chock full with a bunch of stuff that things that you dream of doing when you're little.
Touring, marketing the latest project, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And then it all comes to a screeching halt, and the chance to take a big step back and evaluate what it is that I want to be doing, and I know that a lot of my peers have been doing the same things. Am I, you know, up to this point, how am I doing on the happiness front as an artist and as a person?
I was impressed that you used your time to really nail your sourdough bread recipe. No, I'm kidding. What you did is you recorded a solo album, right?
I did, because, you know, what else was I going to do? But actually, I've been meaning to do it for a long time. Solo performance has been a big part of my annual life.
I've only listened to the title track of Lay Songs, and to me, it seems like a super personal, really almost spiritual reflection on the pandemic that we're still in. Am I wrong about that interpretation?
No, you're not at all. The irony is that I actually wrote that song pre-pandemic, but I did tweak it a little mid-pandemic, and then... but also this happens to me over and over again, where I'll write a song, and I've learned not to write too specifically, because you don't want your song to be perishable. Topical maybe, but not perishable.
Let your medicine ring when needed. Oh, let your medicine ring.
Well, it's a haunting song, and I can't wait to hear the whole record. What should people expect at the show on Thursday night at ArtsQuest?
Well, for one, you should expect to be performed for by a very, very excited musician. You know, I have not gotten to play for my fellow human beings very often during this. And there's another silver lining for you of all of this is... you know, of course we take for granted the things that we do all the time, and I would love to think that I've always brought a lot of joy to performance scenarios. I love performing for and with people, and I love going to see live music with people, but of course you can undervalue a thing that happens a lot, and I will never be guilty of that again. I can tell you that right now.
Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Chris Thiele is playing a solo show at the ArtsQuest Levitt Pavilion Thursday at 7 o'clock. His new album, Lay Songs, is available for pre-order and drops on June 4th. This is WLVR News.